Malachi finds himself sitting on the hill, his mind rushing with all the events that had taken place in the last day. Unfortunately, and I say this unfortunately, because he was unfortunately the man that saw a petty theft take place in the marketplace. And it's unfortunate because he then had to testify in court. And as a shepherd, he hated going to the court. Because once you're in there, they never respected you. In fact, as he explained the story to all the people there of what happened and how the merchant had stolen the goods, the judge seemed to be really listening to him until he asked, "So what do you do for a living?" And Malachi responded, "Well, I'm a shepherd." And the atmosphere changed almost immediately. The judge had him ruffled up and violently thrown out the court. In fact, the judge even made it sound as if it was Malachi himself that actually did the theft and that he was just trying to besmirch the name of this vendor. And Malachi was like, "But I didn't do anything." And the soldiers caught him and threw him out. And so here he is sitting on the mountainside, bruised and sore, looking around as the sun sets, just accepting his fate. You see, Malachi was almost okay with it. He had accepted who he was in the world, just a lowly shepherd. Nothing special, nothing important will happen with him. Nothing of consequence will ever happen in his life. All he will do is take care of the sheep here in the city. Now, he was quite happy to be with his friends, the fellow shepherds, but the problem was, this was the night that he actually forgot his shepherd's cloak, and it was pretty cold. And so he found himself sitting in front of this fire that was slowly dying, and he kind of sat there at the last embers of the fire as it went down, trying to warm himself up. And slowly but surely, the day's events takes its toll, and Malachi's eyelids slowly close. Suddenly, there's this noise and lights everywhere, and he jumps up thinking, "Oh no, we have marauders coming. They're coming to take the sheep." And he jumps up and he looks around, and all the other shepherds are all hiding. And then there was this beautiful voice that spoke and said, "Do not be afraid, for today in the city of David, a child is born, Christ the Lord. If you go there right now to prove it to you, you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And then there was this beautiful music that broke forth over them all, and lights that dazzled them, and these shepherds that have never seen anything like this before, they stood in amaze, and there was a sound that said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to all men." And just like that, they were gone. With the sound of that beautiful music still ringing in their ears, the thunderstruck shepherds all emerged from the hiding place, looking around, not sure what just happened. And then old Eli, the oldest shepherd amongst them, kind of staggered back and said, "Well, we might as well go into the town to see if this is true." And so they quickly made up thing, grabbed old Eli, and they marched off down into the town. Now, it's going to be very difficult to find out where this baby was, because it was a really small town, and there's only just a few houses here and there, but it was really busy because of the census that was being taken. So they kind of got there, and they moved around and asked some questions, and fairly quickly they were found that there was a couple with a baby in the stable around the corner. And as the shepherds entered the stable, they found a young girl holding this little baby wrapped in swaddling clothes that was lying and then placed it in a manger. The shepherds kind of timidly walked up to this couple, and then after a few greetings and saying hello, they kind of stopped. And then they began to tell them of this amazing story of how these angelic beings had spoken to them and told them where this baby's going to be. And you would think that they would be kind of surprised about what was being said. But in fact, Malachi watched the mother, and it seems as if whatever information they were giving, she was taking it and hiding it in her heart. And he watched them hold the baby, and Malachi looked down into this little bundle that was there, and this little infant opened its eyes. And he looked at these eyes. There was nothing special about it. It was normal baby eyes. But as he stared at it, he began to wonder, who is this child? The angels have spoken about this child. What is he going to be? After a few more pleasantries, they began to walk away, and they kind of wandered up back to the hill where they were hiding. And the shepherds around them, caught up in the moment, began singing ancient songs of praise as they just thought about what they had just experienced. But Malachi, helping old Eli behind them, kind of just wondered over and over, who is this child? The angel said he's Christ the Lord. So he's probably going to be someone really important. I don't know, a politician, maybe, you know, something really important. Maybe we should pay attention to him. And as he kind of watched him, he's definitely going to be a person of influence. Scriptures that he had learned as a little boy from temple began to flow over him. And you remember this one that said, "For unto us a child is born, for unto us a child is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and he shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." The scripture stays with Malachi as he wonders about the world. What was days went to weeks, goes to months, goes to years. Malachi remembers this day and wonders about it. In fact, he finds himself whenever he goes into temple or goes to these places, he looks for those eyes, the eyes, those simple eyes of that child in the religious leaders that are there. And he looks to see it, but he never did. And he searches for it. And as an old man, one day, wandering off the hill, he notices a commotion happening down on the at the bottom of the field. And he captures one of the little young boys that are running towards it and goes, "What is going on? What is going on?" And they laugh. He goes, "Aha, the Romans, they're putting on a show." Malachi's heart sunk. He knew what that show was. It wasn't something that people should be entertained by. The Romans were known for their evil and their malevolence. And so he decided that he didn't want to be part of it and wanted to try to get to the bottom as soon as possible to avoid what was going on. But being old, after the many years on the hill, his eyes had darkened, his body had stooped. He wasn't as fast as he was as a young man. And by the time he got to the bottom, the crowd had caught up him. And he was stuck against the city gates as the entertainment of the day came by. Three criminals being executed. And he watched as the crowd moved, jeering and shouting as these three criminals struggled after being beaten and broken, walking with their torture instruments on their backs, walking towards him. And as he gets to the city gate, the lead criminal falls over, and the soldiers grab somebody from the crowd, grab him, make him pick up that torture instrument, make him walk. And together, this man carries this criminal, and the criminal looks over, and in that moment, Malachi looks at his eyes. It was the eyes he's been searching for 30 years. There it was. It was the eyes of a criminal. And this stuns old Malachi. He watches in disbelief. He wonders about this one, this Christ, the Lord that was spoken of. Wondered that the angel said was coming. He saw the eyes, but it's the eyes of a criminal. And he watches. Caught up in the moment, Malachi begins following the crowd to see what is going to happen. And the criminal is marched up the hill. Eventually, the criminal is stuck up on a cross and hangs there. And Malachi watches from a distance. Who is this man? Who can it be? And he remembers stories of the shepherds telling him of a rabbi that once spoke to them all. This rabbi that was different. The one that took women that were untouchable and cared for them. The one that spoke out against the inconsistencies of the religious elite. The one who loved people that no one thought could be loved. He made the lame walk. He made the blind see. This was the rabbi hanging on the cross. And Malachi stood there and watched this man as he hung on the cross. It was as if the man was speaking to God himself as he was talking. And in a loud cry, he shouts. And the eyes that Malachi wandered for years and years about closed. In that moment, darkness falls all around. The earth begins to shake. Those around them can see something has happened. In fact, the soldiers were surprised that he died so quickly. He uses a spear to try and check if he's still alive. And as Malachi saw that, once again, the words of the prophet speaks to him. Those words that he heard many years ago. And he suddenly realized why that baby born on that holy night, this criminal that hangs on this cross, who this man was. He was the savior of the world because he remembered the words of the prophet which said, but he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds, we are healed. Merry Christmas.